This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McKee. The U.S. Senate confirmed federal appellate judge Amy Coney Barrett to the seat on the Supreme Court in a 52-48 vote late Monday. Republican Senator Susan Collins of Maine joined the entire Democratic caucus, voting against Barrett's confirmation. Collins said she would not vote for Barrett's confirmation because of the proximity of the vote to next week's presidential election. According to the AP, no other Supreme Court justice has been confirmed in a recorded vote with no support from the minority party in at least 150 years. Barrett is the third justice on the 9-member court to be nominated by President Donald Trump and significantly tips its ideological balance toward a 6-3 conservative majority. U.S. Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas swore in Barrett at a White House ceremony later Monday evening. Democrats argued that the decision of picking a nominee for the seat should have been left up to whatever candidate wins a U.S. presidential election next week, a stance Republicans held when there was an election year vacancy in early 2016. At the time, Republicans refused to consider Democratic President Barack Obama's nomination of another appellate judge, Merrick Garland. Barrett could potentially consider election disputes involving President Trump, although it is unclear whether she might recuse herself since Mr. Trump named her to the court. She declined to say at her confirmation hearings before the Senate Judiciary Committee 2 weeks ago whether she will avoid hearing disputes over extended deadlines for voters to return mail-in ballots and other issues Republicans and Democrats have been contesting. Barrett almost assuredly would be among the justices hearing a new challenge on November 10th on whether to invalidate the country's Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare, which President Trump has sought to overturn. This is VOA News. Some 60,000 people fled their homes near Los Angeles Monday as a fast-spreading wildfire raged across more than 3,000 hectares, blocking key roadways and critically injuring firefighters. The Silverado Fire erupted early in the morning in the foothills of Irvine, about 600 kilometers southeast of Los Angeles. It spread quickly, fueled by dry conditions and erratic winds that prevented firefighting aircraft from flying. The inferno nearly quadrupled in size by afternoon, jumping a highway and covering the area with a huge plume of smoke and ash. About 20,000 homes have been evacuated, along with several public schools that are set to remain shut Tuesday. The National Weather Service warned that the combination of low humidity, dry vegetation, and strong winds had created the most dangerous fire weather conditions this year. It said the region will remain under a red flag warning, signifying a high risk of wildfire through Tuesday evening. U.S. President Donald Trump and Democratic challenger Joe Biden both made campaign stops in the U.S. state of Pennsylvania Monday in two entirely different styles. Biden was not expected to make campaign appearances Monday, but showed up unexpectedly in the city of Chester near Philadelphia to meet with a few campaign volunteers and reporters. Pennsylvania is a crucial state for U.S. presidential candidates, carrying a big chunk of Electoral College votes that can make or break a run for the presidency. While Biden wore a mask and kept his appearance low-key, U.S. President Trump addressed boisterous rallies in a series of three appearances in the state. He told his audience in Allentown, Pennsylvania, that "we win Pennsylvania, we win the whole thing." More than 60 million Americans have already cast ballots ahead of the November 3rd election next week, a record-breaking pace that could lead to the highest U.S. voter turnout by percentage in more than a century. Surging coronavirus cases in many parts of the country have dominated the campaign, along with news of a COVID-19 outbreak within Vice President Mike Pence's staff. Experts say the arrival of the first COVID-19 vaccine will not mean people can throw their mask away. For starters, they say a vaccine may not be 100% effective. Vanderbilt University infectious disease expert William Schaffner told VOA recently that a vaccine is not likely to be a suit of armor. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has set the bar for COVID-19 vaccine efficacy at 50%. Seasonal flu vaccines, for example, have ranged from 60% effective at best to 10% at worst in recent years. Experts say a partially effective vaccine might help high-risk groups like frontline workers or those with underlying health problems, but it may not be right for the general population. Find more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.